Hello, buddy. Andy here again. Well, you might be hearing the strains of the Beatles in the background and the Abbey Road album. I've put that on. I was thinking about playing some Beatles anyway. But something reminded me because the Abbey Road, everybody knows that iconic cover, don't they? The four Beatles walking across the zebra crossing there near the Abbey Road studios themselves. And all the conspiracy theories that came out of the photo because Paul didn't have any shoes on. He's walking in a different type of step to the others and all this type of thing. And even the, I think it was the registration plate of one of the cars in the distance suggested that Paul was dead. And that it was this amazing cover-up and all these stories. But earlier on this year, there was a story about Abbey Road Studios being sold, and that created a bit of a furore over here. They've now been saved, I understand. I seem to remember writing a blog post about it at the time. I think this is a piece of history that could be consigned to the dustbin and all the great music that's come out of there, etc. But another development this week is that the actual zebra crossing itself, that famous zebra crossing, has been given Grade 2 listed status. That might not mean anything to someone from abroad, America or whatever. What it means is basically that it's now protected. It's become a monument like Stonehenge or the White Cliffs of Dover or some of these other iconic buildings that we've got or features that we've got in the UK. It's been given legal protection. And I thought, wow, that's good. It is such a great place. People, thousands and thousands of people go there every single year to be photographed crossing that particular zebra crossing. I'll put a link to a BBC article below this as a comment so that you can have a look at that and get some idea of just how busy it is and just what it means to so many people. But something else that's come out, which I wasn't aware of until today, actually, is that zebra crossing isn't exactly the one that was used on the Abbey Road cover, because back in 1960, or after 1969, sometime in the 1970s, I believe, that zebra crossing was actually moved. It was only moved a matter of about 3 metres, 10 feet or something like that, in a slightly different direction because of traffic flow and regulations or whatever. And it's different. The actual crossing itself is actually a slightly different design, although it's got the classic black and white stripes across the road. It's a different type of design to the crossing. So the one that has been protected isn't actually the one that they were trying to protect, if that makes any sense. So that crossing, the one that everybody, the thousands and thousands of tourists that go up there and have their photographs taken and annoy all those drivers of cars who have to stop to let them cross the road and have their photos taken to delay the traffic, it's not actually the right one. Yes, okay, it's close enough not to matter too much. It's one of those places I've always wanted to go to before myself, and I've just never actually got around to it. I really must go there. But now that illusion has been shattered very, very slightly. Yes, everybody still uses it. It's still a crossing. It's still pretty much in exactly the same position near Abbey Road Studios. But it isn't quite the crossing that I thought it was yesterday. And how many times do we get disappointed by those little things, all those stories that we hear that aren't quite true? And apparently even this one, a lot of people didn't realise, because the actual planning changes, the applications or the records about it have been sort of mislaid or lost or something. So it isn't a very widely known story or fact, should we say, at all. So there you go. Yeah, it's a great idea. I think, yes, we're going to save something of popular music history, which to me is just as important as an ancient building or something. They're of equal value for their own reasons. And there you find out that it's not quite the same. It's a bit like finding out that Stonehenge isn't actually Stonehenge. It's made out of plastic or something like that. But anyway, I'm going to leave it there to the strains of the Beatles and that classic Abbey Road. Goodbye.